Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
So, as always, there's a lot going on. We live in a very busy world with two sides competing very hard against each other. The big one that I wanted to touch on to start with is there's this thing out there called FISA, and it stands for Foreign Intelligence Service Act or Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it allows our FBI and intelligence services to go to the FISA court and be allowed to spy on people they don't know they're being spied on. And it's not supposed to be used against Americans. If you might hear the term, they got, you know, they're getting 702s. That's what apparently the form is. It's not supposed to allow Americans to be spied on, but in actuality, it has been used. And this came into being after 9/11, as opposed to, you know, identify terrorism.
I mean, good grief. They used it to spy on Donald Trump.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans have been spied on. So there was a big, battle in Congress about, are we going to renew this FISA bill that allows this to continue? And obviously a lot of people are saying, no, look how it's been abused. And then there's a lot of people, of course, arguing that they want it to continue. So it was just voted down in its current form. They obviously will come back and try it again and maybe try to tweak it a little bit here and there. One of the interesting things about it was that Congress people were exempt from it. They had to be notified if they were caught up in it. And the way it was used was they couldn't spy on an American, but if your name showed up like in an email from some foreign person that they were interested in, or you got tagged in a Facebook post by somebody that was, not an American citizen, or, maybe you did business outside of the country, so you had correspondence with people, they would go after the foreign person that's with who they get the warrant on. And then by doing that, then they could surveil you in conjunction with that foreign person. And literally hundreds of thousands of Americans were spied upon because of this. So luckily, at this point, right, anyways, it's been voted down. Did you see that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has been testifying in front of Congress again?
Was that today?
I don't know if it was today or yesterday. It may have been today yet this morning. People are thinking that because he came and he said that the threat level of a terrorist attack is sky high. And it's like, duh.
Yeah,
no kidding.
But if you make a big enough deal about it right now, then maybe Congress would have passed FISA.
Well, and that's what people's thinking is that he's saying that because in order to get FISA passed, to get, go back and redo this in this time, get it passed, because he's telling them we really need to surveil these people because the threat level's so high. So, I don't know whether that's the case or not. I certainly, they use that kind of stuff, and they get more funding and all this kind of stuff because of it.
They are not, you should be able to surveil them just from the standpoint that, especially the ones that are on the terror watch list that we know are here. I don't think that you would need something like FISA in place in order to surveil a known terror watch list suspect who crossed into the border illegally. So number one, they're on the list, and number two, they're here illegally. I don't understand why you would need FISA to surveil them.
Right.
You don't need that.
So, and honestly, I don't know that it would prevent them from doing surveillance on foreign individuals anyways. I really do think that the FISA, the primary purpose of it is a backdoor to spy on Americans.
Yes.
Because look at it.
An American that has to be in... Here's the thing. They spied on the Trump campaign by faking communication with that Russian bank. So, of course, that's what it's for.
Right. And they had that an Australian diplomat do what they call it, bumped.
Yeah.
George Papadopoulos.
They manufacture the interaction with the American citizen that they want to spy on, and then they get a warrant on that foreigner that they're in, that they're working with.
Right.
And then they spy on you.
And I have such a hard time, you know, really trusting what they say, what their motive is, because look, this last weekend you had this pro-Palestinian demonstration in Dearborn, Michigan, and they're literally chanting "Death to America." And yeah, the Biden administration has no comment on it. And yet you go out and you complain at a school board meeting that, you know, you don't like that your kids are being forced to wear a mask in school.
Yeah. And the FBI is out in the parking lot writing down license plate numbers.
Exactly. So no, I don't believe you.
Which is literally something that FBI whistleblowers have said.
Yes. I said it in school parking lots and wrote down and surveilled parents that were saying they didn't want porn in schools. So anyways, that's a big deal. I mean, it's more, and I want to put this point on it. It's more than just about the FISA Act. This is fundamental boilerplate American Constitution. That's why this is so important. It's not about this specific act. It's about who are we as America? Are we what the Constitution says we are? And we aren't right now, but we'd like to get back to it and hold to it. And things like this just indicate that we are not what we are not. This is fundamental freedom, American freedoms. And if you can't defeat FISA and what it allows it to do, then you are setting aside, certainly you've demolished, destroyed some of the most fundamental principles of what it means to be an American.
And so we've brought in a special guest. Are you sitting in a spot that's forcing you to hold your microphone?
Yes.
I've seen people actually hold those microphones. If you take those two screws out of the side,
yeah,
you won't have to hold the weight of the bass. And you could just hold that microphone. I've seen it's a lot lighter.
Yeah.
So just a thought.
On the other hand, the bass gives you something to talk about.
FISA, and we're kind of done, unless you perhaps are a FISA expert.
No, I picked up on that. No, definitely not a FISA expert.
Well, then, okay.
Well, I'm not a FISA expert. I just know that I don't want them to use it to spy on hundreds of thousands of Americans illegally.
Yeah. Do you really have to be an expert? Remember.
To be against that?
We're in the era of experts. Oh, he's an expert in this. Expert in that. So, you going lefty loosey, righty tidy.
That screw is really tight. The other one moves really easily.
I wouldn't mind talking about the eclipse. It was cool. I actually think it was undersold. Cassidy, I have to know. The totality eclipse that you saw in Oregon, was it one where you were able to like take off the glasses and look directly at it?
Yeah, it was the same thing you guys saw. We were in totality the same way.
I think that you really undersold what it looked like then, because I don't remember you having like any kind of shock and awe, but I certainly did.
It was super cool.
For people who don't understand, that have only ever seen a partial eclipse, it is not the same.
By the way, we were in the path of totality.
It was not the same.
100%. The sun was blocked out for about four minutes.
At a glowing white ring in the sky. And the other thing I found really interesting, I was talking to Dad about this, is it kind of, when you're looking at that, it's darker than the night sky is normally. But it kind of tricks you into thinking that it's not, because the sun is still bouncing off the earth over the horizon. So you can basically see like a 360-degree sunset. So it makes you think that it's not like dark as night, but it obviously is, or you wouldn't be able to see the planets like you normally can. So like above you is darker than ever, but around you is like a sunset everywhere. It's pretty trippy.
It's way cool. I must be a horrible person, though, because when I realized it was supposed to be, like, overcast here, part of me thought it was kind of funny.
No.
Because you'd have all these people coming into town.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, we literally couldn't see it. Which, I'm very fortunate because I've already seen one, but I couldn't see anything. It was so overcast.
Apparently
it just got
dark.
Apparently
in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it cleared in time for them to see it.
Yeah. I saw some video from there.
There's a lot more people going there than coming here, because only part of San Antonio was in the path.
Before I saw it, I 100% would have agreed to you. Let's ruin these people's trip that they made for this thing. After I saw it, I feel very bad for those people. Well, very sad.
I feel bad because if they were paying like $900 to stay at a Super 8 motel.
Yes, I heard that.
Which is what I had seen. Yeah.
I got to sleep in my own bed.
I know. It's pretty sweet.
You just walked out the back door and looked up. I agree that it was cool, but I'm not to the degree that you are, Cade. The only part that was cool to me was when it went into totality and I could take my glasses off. But the whole
that's
rest
what
of it
I'm
was
talking
like,
about.
Yeah,
of course, the rest of it was dumb.
Right, which is why it's so different if you've seen.
You think I'm talking about the me the having to look through
it just
the glasses?
Cool to look up and just see the corona of the sun shining around the moon
it's
that was blocking.
Cool.
But I'm sorry, it was not as dark as you're portraying it, and I understand what you're saying. Why? Because we were in the backyard. The girls were out there. They were sitting over on the bales of straw, and I was setting up in your chairs, and I could see them just fine. At night, with the pull light off, like I turned the breaker off to the pull light so the photocell wouldn't cause it to turn on. I could see them just fine. At night, without the pull light on, I would not be able to see them.
Remember, though, light is directional. You were seeing the brightness from the ambient light off of the horizon, but straight up into the sun where you could see those planets, it was darker. You just can't perceive that it's darker because you can see the light around you.
I don't disagree with that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Up there being darker, but down on the ground where I was, it didn't get nighttime.
Yeah, I'm just saying the sky right above you was darker than ever, but it doesn't look like it is because it's lit off the horizon.
Okay, but to where I'm sitting, it ain't that dark. I mean, it
correct.
Was dusty.
Correct, but in the direction you're looking, which is at the moon covering the sun, it is darker.
The part that blew me away is that once the moon had just begun to clear and pass beyond the first
my favorite part.
Little speck of sun that was visible, boom.
And you're blind again.
You're blind. You can't even look at it.
It was so bright.
Yeah, but for that
that's
quick
what I
split
noticed.
Second, it looks amazing. It was like coolest looking part.
Yeah. It felt like when it was getting dark here that took longer than the lighting back up, which doesn't make sense, but could have been in my mind. But I did notice was when it was like really dark, it felt like it didn't take very long for like, it's daylight in here again. Like, it doesn't take much of the sun.
No, it didn't. It just a little.
Yeah.
So this week, Mom wanted me to do an eclipse sermon last week, and I didn't. Oh. I did a flood sermon instead, because that's what we were dealing with. But I'm doing an eclipse
you
sermon
did have a flood.
This week.
So, Mom, I talked to Mom on the phone to see what the girls thought about it, because they were home with
us, yeah.
With you guys. And I had seen it at work. We all stopped and went out and looked at it. And I wanted to see what they had thought. So I called Mom. And that's when Mom gave me the idea about this sermon. It only takes one little speck of light and everything like that. And I said, and she said that she had said it to you. And I literally said to her, let me guess. He said, you do it. And she laughed. And she said, yes, that is what he said.
Yeah, because it's got to be something that's being stirred inside of you to preach
it. And I did say that to her. I said, that's because he doesn't like being... if you say it to him, he won't want to do it.
Well, I am kind of that way.
I know. I am too.
Does Charlotte have anything to say?
Charlotte, do you want to say anything about the eclipse? She's actually very quiet.
There was a lot of clouds and I couldn't really see anything. It was pretty much a bummer. And my mom was super mean. She laughed and
she slept through it.
She laughed and she's like, I've seen one before.
I just want to tell people, it's like, I wish I was good at mocking. I could talk about how, you know, Hogan was going crazy, chases Taylor out in circles, and the chickens were laying eggs like they were slot machines, and the birds were attacking me, and this is all the stupid stuff people were talking about that was going to happen.
Hogan was asleep. Yeah. Hogan was just sleeping, same as ever.
This was a weird one. I went outside just to see if I get a glimpse of it through the clouds. I couldn't. But what I did hear was the elementary school that's like less than a half a mile away from our house, crying. All the kids were screaming.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just screaming.
They're screaming because they couldn't see it.
I don't know.
And Cassidy was like, there was,
there was a big cheer and horn blowing and stuff that went from Huggy Bear. You know, they were all going
crazy. Apparently, there was fireworks in Delphus.
So, hey, so let's talk about this part of the aspect that the ladies on The View think that this is a sign of global climate change.
No, one lady. Wait, that, one lady.
That is crazy.
Sunny Hostin.
Yeah.
Okay.
How
it was, is she the same one that didn't know that the sun and the moon were two different things?
No, that's Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler.
No, but Sunny Hostin's the only one.
What about the congressperson that thinks that the moon is made
of gas?
It's
mostly gas and it's a planet.
Oh.
And a solar system. Yeah, that's Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a congresswoman from the Houston area, and she just ran for...
She tried running for mayor.
For mayor of Houston and got smoked. Oh. But she is definitely one of the dumbest people in Congress. And she's a Yale graduate or something. I mean, so those names don't mean anything anymore. This woman said to this school group that the moon was mostly gases, so that's why we're not sure if we can live on it.
She's like, how could people inhabit the moon if it's made of gas?
And she called it a planet. But no, Sunny Hostin was saying that the cicadas and the eclipse,
which have happened,
and all this stuff, and the earthquake
every so many years,
right?
On it, yeah.
It's just math, Sunny. I mean, it's just
also the moon is in orbit. How would is her argument that we've so affected the climate that it's affected gravity and it's affected the rotation, the orbit of the moon?
Well, here's what I can tell you.
No, it wasn't an argument at all. It was just a stupid statement. And even Whoopi Goldberg, crazy Whoopi Goldberg, was like, I don't know about that.
Well, they said that their makeup lady grabbed her coat and ran out of the room saying that the rapture was happening when the earthquake happened in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
And I will agree with them that is crazy. But she's still the most sane person on that set.
The whole thing, here's the thing that you could disprove with the climate change and the change in the orbits. Mom just was reading to me a story. There was a man who started teaching he was like 22 years old, in I think it was like early 70s, 72 or something like that. And he made a pact with his class that they were going to get together again when the eclipse occurred in 2024. And they did. His former students, a bunch of them showed up at this place, and he was there, and they watched it together.
How long ago?
1970, whatever.
Oh my
they already
gosh.
Knew exactly knew when happen. This was going to happen. So nothing cool, has deviated.
Though. How old is that teacher?
He was 22. He was a 22-year-old brand new teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
So
this was funny. One of Cole's uncles posted a picture, and he captioned it by a time lapse of the eclipse, and it was a paper plate with Oreos in a circle around it, and he had like moved the top layer of the Oreo like, you know, incrementally off the it was pretty funny.
So I mean, it was cool. It was all right. It was a good 4 minutes.
I don't even think it was that.
It's 4 minutes if you're in the very, very center,
which we pretty much were. We were in the center.
Did you guys see this story where a second container ship?
No,
almost
I did not
hit
until I opened the notes.
A bridge in New York.
I think you mean a third.
Yeah, a third. You're right,
because
there was
a second one did hit a bridge. Yeah,
yes.
a second one did
what?
Hit a bridge in Oklahoma,
yeah, like,
but it
what,
didn't come
what,
down
two days
because,
later, two three days
yeah,
later,
because that bridge had the proper barriers, so the bridge didn't come down. But this would be the third one that almost.
They need to
hit.
Pick their targets better.
Yeah, well, know that the bridge, they either need to use a bigger boat or pick a bridge that doesn't have the protection.
We're going
to
need a bigger boat.
My understanding was is this one in New York was another container ship, and it was the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Flagged out of where, does it say?
Hmm?
Does it say where the ship is flagged from?
No.
What nationality is?
It may, but I didn't see it. I didn't.
Because the last one was Indian, right?
Yeah.
The crew was Indian. I'm pretty sure that the ship was too.
The Dolly?
Yeah, the Dolly. Yeah.
There are certain ships, there are certain countries that most ships are flagged out of because they have the most lenient
really taxes
rules and taxes. Lenient, yeah. Low taxes. Yeah.
The Yemen is one. No, I'm just kidding. No, they shoot at the boats.
Yeah. Kind of tying back, because you deviated onto the eclipse, but where I was going to go next was this story where they are mapping American citizens. I gotta find it. Where did my story go?
Remember, you told me that it was a tweet that was shared by Laura Logan, and that's why I haven't seen
it. Yeah. The federal government has been illegally surveilling and building profiles of Americans in secret portal called DSAC, I guess DSAC, for those who oppose firearm restrictions, lockdowns, and vaccine mandates, and or support border security and are labeling them domestic terrorists. So if you listen to this show, you're probably on that list.
Well, and if you aren't on that list, we're not friends. I only want to be friends with people on the list.
True.
The club.
True.
It's not. It's probably not that exclusive, though.
But can it's probably you see, like a. Well, half of America's on it, at least. Yeah. But can you see why I oppose the idea of FISA? I mean, they're already doing it. This is flat out illegal. All the kind of things that they can't do, they're doing. The law doesn't mean anything anymore. So let's jump from that into Joe Biden for the third time doing the so-called loan, student loan cancellation, forgiveness, whatever they call it, which is not a thing. All loans get paid, as Dan Bongino says. Somebody's paying for it. They're just transferring who's paying for it. It doesn't matter. The Supreme Court flat out told him you can't do that, and he's done it two more times. So he's done it now. This is a total of three times. So when we talk about, well, they can't do that, well, that doesn't mean anything to them anymore. I want to know this. I want to see the Supreme Court issue a warrant for Joe Biden's arrest. He is flat out breaking the law, going against their ruling. Every court that I know of has the authority to issue arrest warrants. Why? Now, Cade has all kinds of reasons, but I still say, why wouldn't they do that?
No, I agreed with you that from like from an optics perspective, it's something that you could use, kind of like how they always say, you know, Donald Trump twice impeached. But the biggest problem is that you're not going to find a law enforcement entity that is willing to enforce that warrant.
Deputize
they,
me.
They don't exist. Yes, but you would be... That's not who makes the decision on whether or not that warrant gets, you know, followed through on.
If I'm deputized by them and they say, go get him, then I have the authority to go get him.
The Supreme Court would have to. You'd have to be an officer of the court.
You mean this isn't like the old West where Marshall Dillon would just deputize a bunch of guys to go on a posse?
You have this other thing on here that says, you know, the former FBI agent and current CIA contractor says they could put anyone in jail.
Yeah.
The thing is that they could also keep anyone out of jail.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Hunter Biden's not in jail.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's because he's a CIA asset.
Well, that's according to Mike Benz, he is.
Mike Benz says 100% he's a CIA asset, and he was put in that place because we've been messing around in Ukraine for decades. It's been the West playground. They got all those bio labs there. They know about it. And, yeah, he was put there on purpose.
Yeah, Mike Benz says that he was put with Burisma as a part of a CIA operation to cause problems with Russia. Now, here's the other next part.
And their energy, specifically right. To mess with the fact that Russia is such a big-time energy exporter. Well, if you could neutralize some of that through an energy company with Ukraine, then that's a hit to Russia. That's what it was.
Yeah, we did blow up their pipeline, so we don't want them to we don't want them to be making a bunch of money. But here's the next crazy thing. It's now being reported by some that Burisma funded the terrorists that did the attack at the theater in Moscow.
Well, that would explain why the terrorists said that there was a window set up for them to cross the Ukrainian border.
Yeah. Had you seen that?
No.
So they funded, but what, ISIS?
Yeah, yes. ISIS.
Right, so what, this would actually, so you, what you're saying is what Russia said was actually right.
Well, that, it, that, that, that they could tell that the cryptocurrency, which I don't even believe this, but they can say what they want and use it for a justification to attack. They said that they could tell that the cryptocurrency payments came from Ukraine. It's kind of the point of cryptocurrency. I don't know if you can do that.
That you don't know. Yeah.
But anyway, Russia says they did.
Right. Russia said this from the beginning that they blamed Ukraine. And I realize you're saying the report is that a Russian investigation committee said this.
Yes, exactly. And they'll just say what they want. The only thing that you should gather.
And they're going to choose Burisma because then a bunch of them, half of America is going to go, look, look, look.
Well, yeah, but when, I mean, Russia, yeah, I may not believe them. I believe Mike Benz.
Here's the thing. If Burisma as a company was being used as a CIA proxy in Ukraine, then it absolutely makes sense that the CIA wouldn't want to directly pay ISIS, and they already have an entity in Ukraine with which to pay ISIS. It would make sense that they would use Burisma to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's just, the world is so far beyond our wildest imagination, what's going on in the world. It's
my imagination is pretty crazy.
it's worse. I mean, it's certainly as bad as whatever crazy thing you can come up with.
Yeah, like I never would have imagined that John Fetterman would keep saying reasonable things.
That is one of the most shocking things.
I think that you're still on. I still go back to the theory that this is a Dave situation.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that's him. The whole thing with the squatters going on, which is a topic of conversation in and of itself. Maybe we should just start with that. Or did we talk about that last week?
We talked about squatters, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did, actually.
Well, but my question for the whole...
I don't know if we talked specifically about squatters.
Well, I talked about how the sheriff in Florida told people, it was like, hey, we'll come, we'll verify that you're the owner, and then we'll give them a one-way ride to jail. That's the way we handle it here.
Yeah, but now also, Fetterman is turning into like a... I mean, he's like a 90s Democrat.
He still votes liberal, though.
He does. But the things that he says publicly, he sounds like a 1990s Democrat, like a close the border, squatters don't have rights. That's crazy.
Can you explain why is Fetterman sounding reasonable? Why? What's his motivation for his strong support for Israel? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, he's Dave, and he doesn't care what they think. They can't control him. He's like, I'm in this seat now, and if you try to tell me to stop saying what I think, I'll tell everyone I'm not really John Fetterman.
Here's the thing. If Fetterman is really easy to be whacked because he already has really major health issues. Nobody's going to be surprised when he dies because for a person his age, with his height, his size, and having had the stroke he had, he literally was only given about 5 years to live beyond his stroke.
Also, it would take the tiniest bit of evidence to convince me that he was like tied up with the mob anyway. They could do it that way, and I would believe it was the mob.
5 years to live. Maybe he's had, the crisis.
Epiphany?
An existential crisis, yeah. And now he's realizing...
I
don't need to toe the line
years.
And play the games. Maybe. I just need to speak the truth.
That'd be awesome.
The goiter sucked back
Zoom
into his
me,
head and turned
Zoom
into additional
up.
Gray matter.
The void filled in.
Yeah, it pushed into his skull, and because there wasn't enough space, it crinkled his brain more.
So his brain's more wrinkly.
And his brain's more wrinkly, and that's why the synapses are firing better.
Yeah.
Shorter distances.
More surface area.
Yeah.
I had a realization after our conversation on the Moon Railroad last week, because Jeff Fisher talked about it also on Chewing the Fat.
Is the realization that somebody from Pat Gray Show is listening to us?
Maybe. We talked about it first.
I said that that sounded like the setup for a Doctor Who episode, and like a couple days later, we watched an episode where there was a train in space.
Really?
So.
Well, here's what it just dawned on me: the light. When I heard Jeffy talk about it, the light just went on. This is nothing but a money laundering scheme.
Oh yeah.
They're not gonna do this. This is just something for them to pump and funnel money through, like they do climate change and all this other stuff. That's all this is. It's so annoying.
$20,000 for a hammer. $30,000 for a toilet seat.
That's a good one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's so they're just gonna wash billions of dollars through this moon train, DARPA program, and who knows. If you want to watch something amazing, I watched the Glenn Beck thing last night about all the insider trading that goes on in Congress and how these people get filthy rich and who's doing it. And the numbers of how good they are at this and the percentage of increase they see in their wealth is mind-boggling. It's incredible. And I was sad to see that one of the worst abusers is Tommy Tuberville. But there are plenty of Republicans on the list, let me tell you.
Oh, tons. Yeah. Dan Crenshaw is bad.
Oh, yeah. He's
Dan Crenshaw is really bad.
That guy is so smarmy. Yes. Man, he's a scuzzy person.
He is.
What a scuzzball.
You know, Cade, your movie quote just now was so... Like, I don't know how you pulled that out of nowhere, but... Did you just watch? Want to say the first person.
That's my go-to quote when we talk about funding Black Ops.
The first person to email BevingtonBanter@protonmail.com and tell us what movie that's from, we're not going to give you anything, but we'll mention you on the next episode.
The first person that does it, you can buy a dozen Kexi cookies from Kexi.com.
You can buy them.
And you can send them to P.O. Box. Yeah.
That was my Christmas gift to everybody this year was a box of Kexi cookies.
We have one, the best, our favorite one left, and we're saving it.
For what?
Yeah. I don't know. We only ate them occasionally.
Which one was your favorite one?
The polar bear one with the peanut butter in the middle. Caramel with the peanut butter.
She's saving it for when Tim and Kirsten leave.
Once they're gone, because you know I'm not bringing that out when they're here. I'm not sharing that with anyone.
Cassie's got the in-laws with her this week visiting Charlotte.
You've had it for over 4 months, though.
I didn't want to eat tons of sugar when I was pregnant, so we only ate them like we'd split one every once a week or something, and then
what we did, and they're gone.
Okay, well, we didn't eat one every week, and then people started bringing us when we had the meal train. People were bringing us desserts, so we're like, well, guess we're not celebrating with a Kexi cookie.
Did you say moon train? I heard moon train.
Meal train.
You mentioned the leak, the video, the undercover video of the CIA guy. He's a former supposedly FBI agent and now some kind of CIA contractor saying we can put anybody in jail. We got Alex Jones. We got it. We took his money and cut his legs out from under him through the Sandy Hook thing and all that kind of stuff. Dan Bongino was warning today. He says, because I'm going to hold off on that one. Something doesn't really seem right about that one.
Not that he doesn't think that they think that.
That they would do it. Yeah. But he doesn't know that this guy's legit.
No, he doesn't want this to become a national story where everyone on the right says, look, and then you find out that the guy was full of it and he isn't actually.
He said
something about his job titles and everything doesn't quite line up with what he's talking about.
If you listen to him, he does just sound like a guy on a date with another guy trying to impress him.
That's who it always is.
Why are they
all gay?
Why are they all gay?
Because they... Nope.
And gay people apparently cannot keep secrets.
Well, it's always been that if you were... Okay, back in the day, before we got into probably you hit the 90s, that was something that was always looked at on security clearances. They were... If somebody was homosexual, you were going to have a much harder time getting a higher level security clearance.
At the time, we thought it was because they were more likely to be blackmailed, but it's actually just because
they can't keep their mouth shut.
They can't keep secrets.
Exactly. I do think that you're exactly right,
There's something psychological. It's the same. Never mind. I was going to make a woman joke, and I'm a woman.
The only secret that they can keep is the results of their HIV tests. They don't think you should have to disclose that. They do.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard them make arguments that they don't, that it's a violation of their privacy to have to disclose the results of their HIV test to a sexual partner, which is insane.
Yeah, I remember a Law and Order episode where they charged a guy with attempted murder because he was intentionally having sex with women and he knew he was HIV positive. So they charged him with attempted murder.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I listened to Tucker Carlson interview a guy last night or a couple, maybe two nights ago, that he's a Christian pastor at the Bethlehem Evangelical Lutheran Church in the West Bank in Bethlehem. And they were discussing, Christians' response in supporting Israel. He had a problem with it just because the guy's Palestinian, and he sounds much more like a Palestinian than he does a Christian.
Interesting.
I mean, as far as his motivations behind it. He really does not like what Israel is doing in their war with Hamas. He says that Christians, why do American Christians support Israel when Christians in Gaza and Christians in the West Bank and other, are suffering under the Israeli Defense Forces? And here's my problem.
Oh, yeah. Like they haven't been suffering under Hamas.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Victor David Hansen talked about that yesterday, I think it was, with Megyn Kelly, and talking about how there's basically ethnic cleansing going on in all these Palestinian areas of getting rid of, there's been like 60 and 70% drops of Christians in these areas because the Palestinians are, just getting rid of Christians. But here's my thing. I tried to listen and I tried to really be self-examining, that I don't want to just be blindly following it just because it's Israel. But when he's talked about, he finally made the comment about how, two-state solution. And that's the moment. It's like, okay, we're done. Anyone who talks about needing a two-state solution is just, you're invalid. You're just done. Because that's not a thing. It's not possible. When one side of the two states' stated goal is to completely eliminate every living Jew, there is no such thing as a two-state solution. And we don't have to guess that. They tell you that. It's a part of their charter to eliminate all Jews, wipe them off the face of the earth.
Even if you don't believe that, one side has offered that.
Right.
And the other side has refused it.
Time and time again.
And that's the side who is going to, look you and with a straight face say that you want a two-state solution. No, because it's been offered and you've never taken it.
If you bring that up as something that needs to be worked towards, then I'm just done with you. It's over. It's pointless.
Yeah, it's less of an option now than ever. And here's the thing. I don't 100%... agree with every little instance that I've seen recorded of what some IDF soldiers and even what Israel's doing all the time. But I also haven't been attacked by
your family wasn't killed in their beds
within my own
slept and weren't butchered.
It's not the same. I don't get to make that decision, and neither does anybody else. Israel gets to make that decision. We would do the same thing. Do you remember what
that happened here?
Do you remember what we did? When we first invaded those places after 9/11, the bombing runs that we did before, when we softened up those targets before we went in, it was a lot. We did it. We did the exact same thing.
Victor Davis Hanson said that he was in Mosul. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mosul, yeah.
About a year and a half after they had kind of retaken that. He goes, it was a moonscape. He goes, it was just obliterated. He said, in Chechnya, There was a city he named. He said Putin just leveled it. He goes, it literally didn't exist anymore. The whole city was just completely gone. Well, he goes, and I didn't hear any of these people, and they're all Muslim. These are Muslim populations. He goes, I didn't hear anybody, these people in Dearborn chanting, you know, all and holding all these protests about all this stuff. We have a completely different reaction as to what's going on in Ukraine with Ukraine and Russia, as we have the U.S. reaction is completely different to Ukraine, Russia, as it is to Israel, Gaza. Why? And we and there are American hostages, if they're still alive, being held in Israel, in Gaza, and they never talk about it.
Well, didn't you hear something? Like they had said a number of hostages, and Hamas said, we don't have that many hostages.
They're dead.
Why do you think that is? They did.
You had that many when you took them on October 7th. Yeah, it's so maddening. So I tried to be really sympathetic and understand what he was saying and say, yeah, maybe. But when he when I heard that, and then I just stepped back and reexamined the events and how we handled, you know, all these other things and what we would do. I mean, you might say it's extreme to just go in and like just say, look, we're going to wipe you out if you don't give those people back or whatever. But you know what? That being super aggressive and strong and ending it very quickly is probably more compassionate than dragging out a war for years. If you come in so hard and so strong and so fast and end it really fast in the long run, I mean, you're probably more compassionate. That's the argument that we use with
for dropping
exactly two nuclear bombs on Japan.
Yeah, look, I mean, anyone who's
they
been
would have
paying
fought
attention
until every Japanese person was dead.
People don't really think about it a whole lot anymore, other than we talk about the money that we're sending there. But if you look at what's actually happened to Ukraine over the last couple of years, that place will not recover.
Yeah, they're talking. You're talking between the two sides, over 800,000 people dead.
Just the landscape. There's a really big city that's kind of in northeastern Ukraine called Bakhmut. Look up some pictures of that place. It is a wasteland. It's just rubble, all of it. That city is never coming back. Russia last night knocked out power plants that supplied power to 3 million remaining Ukrainians. The infrastructure hit that they delivered with, I think it was like 11 cruise missiles yesterday. Ukraine is not going to recover on an infrastructure level. They're done. And that's what happens when you get just bombarded and you continue to, I mean, the more I think about it, what you're saying to get it over with quickly, that gives them the best chance to recover that region. And maybe that is actually Putin's play. Maybe Ukraine doesn't need infrastructure. Maybe Putin just wants Ukraine to be a giant farmland, and that's all he wants it for. And that's the reason why dragging out the war and actually making it look closer than it is to get Ukraine the funding to keep the war going gives him the ability to destroy it even more.
Yeah. I don't know what Putin's long range goal is. Well, I do. His long range goal, because he stated it when he took power, he wanted to reconstitute the former Soviet Union. But specifically with Ukraine, I don't know. I do know this. Did he want to go into Ukraine? Yeah, I'm sure he did. But I know that he wouldn't have had Joe Biden not basically invited him to do it. And now they're doubling down on it by saying, "Oh, Ukraine will become a member of NATO," which is exactly how they got themselves invaded in the first place. Did you guys, I don't know what this specifically is about, but I saw this headline a few places. Michigan lawyer Stephanie Lambert arrested by the U.S. Marshals in D.C. following court appearance after submitting evidence of numerous crimes. What? So a lawyer testifies in court about crimes and then they arrest her when she leaves the court?
You mean she admitted to crimes?
This is on Gateway Pundit. No, she's a whistleblower.
Okay. Here's the thing. Gateway Pundit lost a lot of credibility with me during the fallout of the 2020 election. and what was going on. I read a story on Gateway Pundit about how there was a gunfight between the U.S. military and the CIA at a server farm in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah,
that had election results that could prove that the election was stolen on it. So I don't really believe anything that Gateway Pundit says anymore. They said some insane things.
Well, actually, in reading the article a little bit more, I can see why maybe she got arrested. She admitted to leaking some classified documents. She's a lawyer for the dude that's like, remember Overstock.com?
Yes.
Apparently, they're in some they've got some trouble, and she's a lawyer for one of their big wigs.
Hmm.
So, have you seen this? You would know this probably more than because of following guns and stuff. I've seen this. I saw this story some months back, and now it's reappeared again about UN peacekeepers are delivering Beretta guns and ammo to hotels that are housing military-aged illegal immigrants.
What?
You haven't seen that? Well, that's the question. Where is this happening? I saw people asking that, but some guy had a video of a truckload of cases and the guns. They said that they were Beretta, some kind of, you know, I guess 9mm, blah, blah, blah.
PolitiFact, of course, says it's not true.
Yeah, like I said, it was a story that was out there some months ago, and then it just like reappeared again all of a sudden in my feed.
I see a video of like a trailer being opened up. It says, entire delivery truck full of guns labeled U.S. peacekeepers. Here in the United States, similar to the United Nations peacekeepers, what's going on? It says that was posted 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was definitely in the U.S. because it looked like it was like at a highway patrol station. But that was a huge truck full of guns.
Yeah, that's a lot of guns.
That was a lot of guns. There's no way that one, I don't think, that's more guns than a state's worth of highway patrol would need. Beretta?
Did the military have a Beretta contract canceled? And they have all these guns.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They lost the M9 contract.
Right.
To Sig Sauer's new, the M, whatever they call it, the M17 and the M18 now.
So maybe they got a bunch of extra guns around. I saw that some Illinois judge basically did not, I guess, convict or whatever an illegal for carrying or for self-defense with a firearm or something. So everybody is saying, like, oh, Illinois is saying that illegals can carry firearms now.
I didn't see that.
I think that was a story. This thing is Washington State, isn't it? Where SB 5427 pays people to report other people, their neighbors, to the courts for hate crimes and bias incidences.
Say that again. I didn't.
SB 5427 to provide up to $2,000 for people to report their neighbors for hate crimes and bias incidents.
Okay. This is exactly the same thing that happened when that's why we got overinflated COVID numbers, because hospitals were monetarily incentivized to report cases as COVID because they were paid for it. You're going to incentivize people to make things up.
Of course.
You're going
to. Of course. They want to.
Oh, my gosh.
So if your neighbor's dog comes over and unloads on your front doorstep every day, you better not complain about it, because he'll be motivated to turn you in because he's going to make $2,000.
What, and call it a hate crime?
He can make up whatever he wants. He's not going to say my dog takes a dump on his
just an angry neighbor. The same reason why I have a problem with red flag laws too.
Exactly.
Sometimes people are just vindictive.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people out there that would make up that you committed a hate crime without the money. If you didn't pay them money. Now you're going to pay them $2,000 to, you know, even if nothing comes of it, to just complicate your life.
Right. Did you guys see the everybody talking about this lady that found Ashley Biden's diary? Okay, Ashley Biden's diary, she left behind from a place that she was staying at, living at, staying at. And it was between mattresses of a bed. And so the next person that was there found the diary. And this is the diary that where she writes about her dad showering with her. She was like probably like 10 years old, that she remembered feeling horrified about it. She didn't want him to know that she was taking a shower. She's afraid he'd come in with her and all this kind of stuff, along with a bunch of other things in there as well. And this woman that found it is now, my understanding, she's going to be sent to jail and do a month in jail.
For what?
She's being convicted.
What are the what charge?
You haven't seen this?
Well, I mean, I saw that wasn't one of the
I should have put a link to the
story,
wasn't
one of the groups that wound up with that journal. Wasn't it James O'Keefe?
Yeah, they raided his house. They raided his house.
Yeah, I remember that. And that was that almost, not that one is any worse than the other really, but that almost seems worse because he's a journalist.
Right.
But
she's basically being convicted for turning it over and showing it to somebody else.
What's the charge? What is the charge for turning over the diary? Because they can't charge her with finding a diary.
She's sentenced to 1 month in jail.
For?
Selling the diary of President... It says for selling the
That's not a charge.
To Project Veritas. Well, I'm just reading it at the beginning of
it. Show me that in any kind of penal code at all. Show me where that's the law anywhere. Like, what does that fall under? It needs to fall under a certain category of crime.
You're right,
You can't just say that it is the crime. What crime is it?
Well, it doesn't say. That's all it says as far as what she's charged with, what she's guilty of.
I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a charge.
No,
would
people,
you be
everybody's
shocked
saying
if
that basically
on the legal document the charge
is,
was sold right. the diary?
She was being sent to jail for embarrassing Joe Biden.
So that's the charge.
She pled guilty to a 2022 to providing Ashley Biden's personal belongings and to the conservative group Project Veritas for $20,000. I do not see any specific statute that it says it violated.
That's insane. You can't have legal documentation. You can't file charges without a reference to.
They're saying that she's guilty of theft, that she stole the property.
Oh my gosh.
But she didn't. And everybody knows this. It was just left there. In fact, they contacted Ashley Biden to return it to her.
What is the
There's
monetary
a phone call
value.
Recorded and everything.
What is the monetary value of
a
that
diary?
Does it? Well, we got people ripping stores off left and right for thousands of dollars at a time, and they don't get charged with anything, and she steals a used diary and gets a month in jail?
Yeah. What I'm reading now is on the Washington Post.
When you charge somebody with theft, you have to assign a value to it. That way you can categorize what level of theft it is. That's how you separate things like grand larceny and petty theft. What value did they assign the diary? Because if you don't assign a value to it, you can't categorize the theft. That's insane.
Yeah. So that's the country we live in. It's a banana republic. I mean, you hear it said all the time. It's true. And the other story I had that I thought was really interesting was the supposedly there are three key swing states that are seeing massive amounts of people registering for, Social Security, HAVV allows voters to register with a Social Security number. So they're getting Social Security numbers, apparently, so they can register to vote. They're not able to get licenses, but they can get Social Security cards. So that's what they're doing. So it's believed that these are illegals. Texas has 1,250,710 of them. Pennsylvania, 580,000. Arizona, 220,000. This is all since the beginning of just 2024. So it looks like they're registering all these illegals. They're getting Social Security numbers so they can register to vote. You and I were talking last night. This election is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at all the race stuff that's popping up again now, right? all these cases of the police against, you know, black men. And there was a news article about that instance that happened with that Dexter Reed guy. Yeah. It took 8 paragraphs into the story before before they mentioned that he shot at them first.
That's because it doesn't fit the narrative.
And then there was another incident of a guy who claimed that he couldn't breathe and something happened to him. I don't know if he died or was just injured really badly. That was from 2022. That's coming back up now because, I mean, this is exactly what happened with the whole George Floyd thing. Right. We're looking at it again. They're going to do it again. Every single thing that they did before worked. And so they're going to do it again.
Yeah, that's what I've heard people say. They're trying to create another George Floyd.
They're calling the same play over and over, and unless we adjust the defense, nothing different is going to happen.
Hey, you mentioned that story again. All this, you mentioned the story about the guy that defended himself, where all the teen thugs were pushing him down and hitting him in the water .
Yeah,
that's another one where, I mean, when I think of George Floyd, you know,
they're establishing
and Kyle
cases.
Rittenhouse and all that kind of stuff. You can't defend yourself. It's
crazy.
Yeah,
to show that you're not allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah, they don't want you to defend yourself.
Okay.
In Canada, it's no longer legal to defend yourself.
I actually see an update here from today. That guy was found guilty of first degree reckless homicide of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann after a group of teens surrounded and assaulted him on the Apple River in Wisconsin. He was also found guilty of other charges for injuring the other teens. He's now facing up to 60 years in prison. The engineer, this guy, I guess he was an engineer, said he was acting in self-defense, which if you've seen the video, it's hard to say otherwise. You know, when they were first just like mocking him and laughing at him and yelling at him, that's one thing. But when they started knocking him down into the water over and over and striking him, and you're being surrounded by, you know, half a dozen.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Half a dozen.
They were lunatics.
Fully grown men. I mean, you can call them teenagers if you want, but these 17 and 18 year olds, they're men. You're surrounded by 6 men pushing you down into the water. You could drown. You could hit your head and drown on a rock in the river. So he pulled out a knife and he started swinging around and cutting the people who came towards him. And one of them died. And now he just got convicted of murdering that kid that was attacking him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, raise your children better.
And their testimonies were terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the one guy said that was their key witness. Back when he was interviewed, when the event happened in 2022, he never said anything about him taking pictures of little girls. But then all of a sudden, like a month before the trial, he said that. And he was questioned about it on the stand, and he sounded like an idiot. And the lawyers crushed him. This guy's defense attorneys did. They embarrassed like the star witness on the stand, and still it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the other one was like they showed him, you know, this video, and then I think they have a still picture. He's like, you see how here, he didn't start defending himself until, see here how your hands are around his neck. That's when he started defending himself, when you had your hands around his neck.
Yeah,
there's literally a still
photo from the video that one of the kids was taking of them attacking him. One of the kids was taking this video, and the guy, and at one point you see a still photo, and there is a kid with both of his hands wrapped around the guy's neck, strangling him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You're not allowed to defend yourself anymore.
And then what the chant that they were doing was, it's like, do it for the race or something like that.
Well,
which,
that's,
if you look it up in the Urban Dictionary, apparently it says that it's a chant, a call that says, you know, we're doing something that we wouldn't normally do. We know it's outside of the bounds of what's proper and, you know, and moral, but it's for this bigger cause. And that's what they're chanting. So the idea that the law is going to protect you anymore is not, it's not reasonable. It don't expect it to, unless you live in certain Florida's and counties in Florida, apparently. And you think it's not going to happen, you know, to you. You live out in the boonies, or you live, you know, you don't live in the big city or whatever. And I can tell you that you just don't know. Kate doesn't even know this, but my wife, Judy, and I, my wife, we went to a fireman's breakfast they do as a fundraiser on Saturday morning at a local fire department. And it was so weird. We were pulling into the parking lot, and there was a parking spot, shockingly, with so many people that were there, that there was actually a spot somebody must have recently left close to the door where you went in. So I thought, well, you know, that'll make Judy happy. I get a close parking spot. So I go to drive towards it, and there's a guy standing kind of in the middle of the parking lot in my way. So I pull up, and I just stop and wait for him to clear the parking lot. He has his back to me, and beyond him, there's like a child and a second person, which I'm not even sure how old that other person was. And we're just waiting. I do nothing. I coast up there. I stop. I'm waiting. He turns around and he says, I'm waiting for those people to get across, or I'm protecting them, or something that, you know, like, that's why I'm standing here. I had said nothing. I had done nothing. My windows were up. We were literally just sitting there. So, okay. So then they go on, and he goes on out of the way, and I go up and I park. And Judy said that I didn't really pay attention, but he was saying stuff and telling people what a, you know, a-hole I am and all this stuff while we're walking to go in. And then he walks over to the door where we're going into the building to have breakfast, and he gets there just like a second before me, and he opens the door. And I thought, oh, maybe he realized he was reacting over nothing. It was no big deal, and he's just doing something nice. And I start to say thank you, and he's like, yeah, I just want to hold the door for an a-hole, only he doesn't say a-hole. So at that point, I realize I have a decision to make. First of all, this guy's like 130, 140 pounds, maybe 25 to 30 years old. I go 190, 195 these days. I lift every day. I can destroy this guy. He clearly wants to escalate it. And I know that means that if he wants to escalate, if I escalate it, is he going to take it to the next step? Is he going to pull a knife, whatever? I don't want to have to shoot him. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want that. And secondly, as the other thing that really crossed my mind was, like, I can have every validation here of confronting this guy, but as a Christian, it only matters when it matters. It's easy to be a Christian and do the right thing when you're not in these situations. But when these situations come up, can you still do the right thing? I need to do the right thing. So I probably said something like, have a nice day. And we went in and we ate breakfast. But you don't know when this is going to happen. Now, the flip side of this is when we came out, we go to the car, and I go around to open mom's door for her to get in. I'm like, he keyed my car. And he did.
Did he really?
Yeah. So anyways, all that to simply say is there is no guarantee that you might live in. I mean, this town is less than 1,000 people, and there are still crazy people out there that can cause you trouble. And it's not worth it. I mean, physically, whatever, it escalated, I could have handled the situation, but it's not going to turn out. And the law may not protect you. So if you can, until they get physical with you, no matter how much, and my blood is boiling, I want to absolutely destroy this guy, but it's not worth it.
So vote Cade Bevington for Vanwyr County Sheriff, because I will protect you.
Then the next time if that's the case, I'm shooting him.
That's too far. I can't protect you. I protect punches.
I used to always think that, you know, yeah, but again, you don't know what he wants it to escalate. That's the thing. So you don't know what he's going to do next to escalate it.
I protect gunshots against knife attacks.
So
if that's what you're implying.
No, I wasn't going to shoot him. But yeah. But again, I used to always think, you know, this is so unlikely. around here where I live. It's so improbable. And yet, you know, it could have been one of those situations. I had to come home about halfway through my workout. I started feeling better, but man, I was.
Here's a simple rule to live by. General Mad Dog Mattis, quote, be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everybody you meet.